Financial honesty, talking real numbers. Do you remember when you turned 18? Remember how excited you got? Or maybe it was 21. In any case, when you became legal in some new way, whether it was the legal voting age or drinking age. Well, I was as excited about turning 65 recently. You see, it's all about health care. I'm a solo entrepreneur, and although I have absolutely no health issues, I live in a state, Florida, where we carry the burden of a large older population and a high percentage of illegal residents. I once had my brother who lives in Idaho get a health insurance quote for someone with exactly my demographic profile, and at the time, the premium in Florida was nearly three times the premium in Idaho for the same insurance. When I lost my business and my house at age 53, I also lost my health insurance. I went bareback for a few years as I rebuilt my life. But for the past 8 years, I've had good health insurance. I've had a $2,800 annual deductible that I've never exceeded, so the insurance company has paid for nothing. And the premium that started around $600 a month? It has stair-stepped up each year, and it's skyrocketed in the past 2 years, thanks to just the hint of Obamacare, to around $1,200 a month. I've paid a total of $81,600 in premiums over those 8 years. I also added a health savings account, an HSA, to the policy, so I paid an additional $2,800 each year into an account similar to an IRA, but usable only for health-related expenditures. Most people stop paying in after the first $2,800 once they know they have enough to cover the high deductible, but I kept adding $2,800 each year. You know, about money they say out of sight, out of mind. It was like a forced savings account. There were months when it really strained my finances, but I always found that payment somewhere, and I never touched the account. Today, that account has about $22,000 in it. Now, ta-da, in comes Medicare. I am so excited I could set off fireworks. For a top-rated plan through AARP and United Healthcare, my old insurer, my monthly payment would be about what I used to put into the HSA, and the $1,200 monthly premium goes away. I was going to pay that Medicare premium out of the HSA because it qualifies as a health-related expenditure and protects the tax-free status. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to find the premium as I always have. And I'm not going to take Social Security until I absolutely have to at age 70, when my monthly check will be set as high as it possibly can for the rest of my life. Why, you ask? Because I don't know what Obamacare is going to do to costs, including for Medicare. And I don't know what's going to happen to Social Security. And I don't know what's going to happen to inflation and our currency and our stock market and the price of gold and everything else. Since nothing in our economy is following any of the traditional theories of economics, we may be fine in the long run, or we may not. Things could still go really wonky, especially since we're so interconnected with all the other countries' economies. And I don't want to do anything to jeopardize my long-term financial peace of mind. As you know, that's my mantra, my sacred space. I'm willing to make some more sacrifices today, not taking the easy way out to ensure that. Why am I sharing all of this with you? For two reasons. Number one, because whatever age you are, know that one day you'll be doing these same calculations, so you may as well start early, getting a head start on when I finally got serious, well into my 50s. And number two, because I keep telling you that you have to get comfortable with numbers, honest with your finances, and free of any judgment based on what the numbers are. Most everyone else talks in hypotheticals, not willing to give you real examples. I'm just walking my talk. My hope is that by seeing someone's actual numbers, concerns, and actions, it'll trigger a thought or two about your own. Let me know in the comment section below if it did.